sweet Susie.
Fan Gamer Podcast brought to you by the letters B for beer, and T for tired, and S for no sleep.
And M for more beer.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording right now.
All right. It's Friday night. It's Friday night.
All right, so what should we talk about? How has PAX been going so far?
Lucrative.
Pretty good. Crazy.
This is me. Cha-ching. Rubbing my fingers together.
PAX is going well.
Stop.
It's going very well. Sabrina, this is your first time
to
PAX, and this is your first time running the booth.
That's right. You've never been to a PAX before.
What has it been like?
Oh, hold on. I'm Liz. That's Garrett.
I'm Sabrina. Oh,
this is the Fang Your Podcast. Every week, we try and do stuff to tell you about what the company's like and other good things.
Oh, I know what that's like.
We just got back from the exhibitor party where we finally got to eat and have some delicious beverages, so this may be a little uninteresting to listen to. Sorry about that.
We're garbage.
So, Sabrina, this is your first time at PAX and running a booth.
That's right.
So it's just been unbelievable.
Has anybody made the really tacky joke of, like, I guess you're a PAX virgin?
No, they haven't. Oh, man, I'm bummed. No, they haven't. No, so, it's been crazy. It's nonstop and just going.
So tell us, today, are there any weird moments, any cool people you met?
A lot of cool cosplaying. I met Will Wheaton. Very exciting.
You met Will. Yes. Oh, yeah, right. You got him to sign your badge.
Yes, twice, actually. So sign the back for good measure. So
in case the first one doesn't turn out to be legit.
Sign the back.
Yes, he was wearing a utility kilt, too, which is pretty cool.
Did you ask him what was under his kilt?
No, I didn't. No, I wasn't. No.
Interesting. Okay. What about people who came to the booth? You see anybody who was...
Yeah, actually, this guy, I don't know what he was dressed up as, but he had an entire outfit made out of duct tape.
Duct tape Cloud Strife was
The polygon one.
Yeah,
right?
The joke there is Final Fantasy VII, when it came out, like, was one of the first 3D polygonal games where the characters were all really blocky. It honestly looked just like
that. Yeah, he did a good job making it look like what it was.
Making it look like it was made from garbage.
A coat and a tail coming out of the back with boots. I didn't know what that was.
Well, wait, you forgot one important guy that you met.
The
Ewok. You met a guy wearing an entire Ewok suit who had a camelback on so he could get water in his Ewok suit.
Yes, he's like, I got ice in these packs inside my suit. He's like dripping a sweat. It's crazy.
He put on the mask for maybe a minute and a half.
So we got a picture. We'll have to put that up on the blog.
We got that, and I also got to sit inside of a DeLorean, which was awesome.
I thought you weren't allowed to sit in the DeLorean.
No, but see, I used my charm.
Ding. I use my charm.
John's all like... Oh, you know, posting the next car, he's like, just do more action shots, and I'm all like,
that's fine.
I can't sit, and the guy's like, whoa, we can make an exception, so. All
right.
I got
Kevin,
it was cool.
Kevin, pull up
they
a chair.
Even had a little, like, flexible plaster.
Oh, hey, are we,
Yeah, we're recording.
I just got delivered,
are we, like,
Matt's
recording actual recording, or are we?
Yeah, for serious, like, we're live. People are gonna love this, because.
We're not live.
This
we're alive,
is
nowhere.
I would appreciate if you didn't, so I don't have to edit.
Why
it later.
Your
you know, have you ever considered in GarageBand we can label them explicit?
Doing that over the PAX movie.
Yeah, but
I know we wouldn't.
Reed
want
does
to.
Not want us to do that.
But I like the what? Fact that we can. It's like we could be in the same ranks as like Kanye.
Once
and
you
NWA.
Do that, you lose a lot of listeners. Actually,
yeah,
really? Which sucks.
Yeah,
okay,
no, it's true.
I'm gonna take a break here because we've already derailed, and I'm gonna save this because I don't trust my GarageBand not to crash. We'll be right back.
Okay. So more about PAX. Who's actually gone out on the floor and done something?
I have. I played NBA Jam.
Everybody has. Tell us about NBA Jam, Liz.
NBA Jam is a freaking great game. It took a couple minutes. Like, Matt and I, my boyfriend, were playing it for about 2 minutes before we realized, like, we weren't looking at the right characters and we weren't shooting.
You were him, he was you.
Oh, no, it's because we had 2 men on each team, but we were only controlling 1 man. And we thought we were doing all these, like, really sick dunks, but it was the computer that was shooting from
downtown.
As
hell.
But actually, once we got the hang of it, we were then nothing but net. Incredible. I really thought it was a great game, and I look forward to getting it when it comes out.
Did you get to go play anything? I mean, you have, like,
I did.
All
I played
these
some.
Pins. Like,
I did. You know, that's my primary objective,
to get pins for
get
your
as
lanyard.
Much crap.
So what did you play?
Because
you were gone almost all morning.
I played some sort of bike racing game. I went to see the Lord of the Rings War in the North presentation. I did this weird Lego MMO and
a
this
Lego
other...
MMO?
Yeah, and it's... Nah, it was okay. And then the guys next to me.
You played that,
like,
too? Okay, wait. So I played that. You played that.
There.
You played it?
No. Do we want to tell people
so
what it is?
Let's try and describe it. So it's like...
It's called Slam Bolt Scrappers. Yeah.
By Firehose
Tetris.
Games, who is sitting next... Their booth is next to ours. It is a...
It's Tetris, Puzzle Attack, Street Fighter,
yeah, it's
and
really confusing.
All in one. And it's
just
very
too
difficult
much going
to play,
on.
But I feel like it has a lot there. It's definitely doing... something brand new. I mean, I've never played a game anything
and
like
just
it.
Just a little bit
cool.
Of jetpack, too, you know? Like, sort of harkens back to
you,
those classic
you play
games.
As a little guy who you beat up other people to get the Tetris
mortar,
pieces.
If you can find out where you are.
You drop the Tetris pieces on your half of the Tetris mm-hmm. grid, turn them into cannons that attack the other guy's Tetris board, and whoever destroys the other guy's board wins.
There seemed to be some blend of strategy in there, too, because different colored blocks give you, like, missiles
or
lasers.
Yeah, I was just like...
Do you guys see that up there? They have Catan on Microsoft Surface. I really want to try that.
I never have to play Settlers of Catan again.
And Oni Press is up there. They came by and gave us a bunch of Street Fighter comics because we let them have one of our tables that we did.
Got a Scott Pilgrim set up, too, which is
see,
cool.
What else?
And the Tron motorcycle. And
we should have traded that off to somebody for some swag.
Trade off our carpet.
We should just do that next year. Hey, you need some stuff? We got stuff at Vanguard. Just bring
can I ask? Can I ask Matt what he played? Because I know he
Matt,
played something.
You actually went on the floor. Oh,
yeah.
Did you play a certain game with wars in it?
Yes, I played
people?
Guild Wars.
How did that go?
Two.
Guild Wars 2. It was fantastic. I waited 2 hours to play it, and then I played it for 30 minutes.
Yeah, they gave you
that's
a healthy
pretty good,
giant
actually.
Time.
30 minutes.
Yeah. So when I went up there, I saw I was second in line to play. I was like, all right, no problem. But then I saw they let you play for 40 minutes.
That's pretty good. So, I mean, you guys are big fans of Guild Wars, from what I can tell.
I never played it, but he got me so stoked about
it.
Yeah,
just, I mean, they're making pretty big claims about it, like reinventing the MMO genre. And
well, that's PAX, that's what you do.
No, even before that, in the press.
This is going back a couple months.
They always had
an ego. Yeah, so there's a lot of hype around this game, but so far I think it's living up to it, but... From what I saw, the complaints about the first Guild Wars were that the devs basically got crazy and started adding, like, hundreds of new skills, you know, and things got unbalanced, and the devs started doing things that the players hated, so
that's always
hopefully, you know, that Guild Wars 2 seems like it's, you know, technically a success, but... It remains to be seen if there's going to be smart people continuing to make decisions about the game.
Oh, that's a little scary.
But at the very least, it looks like it's going to be fun to play.
It looks pretty, too. We're going to need to upgrade the household server computer. The one that just released Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
A dedicated machine for Dragon Ball and Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, good times. Oh, you been watching that?
We just went through it again for the second time, like, 2-3 weeks ago we finished.
Oh, yeah. You haven't got to meet my new dog yet?
I haven't met Appa,
Appa.
No. I have my stuffed animal, Apple.
He's less of an air bison and more of a water bender. He likes to pee all over the place.
Yeah. So does Penny. Only the difference is Penny's 18 months old.
He's also the fifth element that they don't touch on in the show, a shitbender.
I think that's technically earthbending.
Yeah.
It returns to the earth.
Some poor
and corn bending.
Just walked by, and he only heard the very last thing you said. And he just shook his head.
I think he's still shaking his head.
Pants. Oh, wait, no, now
he knows what it's
Ryan.
Like to shit.
Ryan is currently double fisting pale ale.
Actually, he was double fisting beers last time I saw him.
Yeah,
so that means he's on at least.
Yeah.
Ryan, how deep are you going now? Four?
What's that?
Beers.
He's going all the way deep.
Bring one of those bad boys
no,
over
three.
Here. Careful.
Ryan, what do you like at weddings? Like, if you go to a wedding that has the midnight last call, are you the kind of guy that goes up and gets like 15 rum and cokes and puts them on a table?
No, I grab like 4 beers and put them on a table.
All right.
Classy.
Because, you know, reducing it to a single digit makes it slightly more tolerable.
Yeah.
Look who just walked up to these people's booth. John Kay.
Hi, John.
Head designer of things that need designing. John, tell us about PAX. Tell us about the panel you went to today.
Oh, the two-player panel.
How did that go?
That went as good as it could.
And why didn't it go as great as it could have?
Well, they had a little technical difficulties, but hey, they still talked great. They still had a good
time. It was very entertaining.
They speak so well.
Well, yeah. They had some trouble answering the questions. The same as when I try to get them to answer questions, but people ask really thoughtful stuff, like the guy who was like a film teacher.
He was showing them about showing his students different
styles of like documentary. He said they were a great example of a very specific kind of documentary making that was exceptional. So they were on there.
What kind of documentary?
Yeah, we're a women's medium in the 50s.
Like good kind?
Yeah.
I believe is what he used is the term. Yeah, just good? I don't know. They're honest to the source material. They don't do a lot of...
Yeah, they shrink a little bit.
They're trying to go for an honest story. Yeah. They present it how it is, which I think is cool. Let's see. What other weird things happened today, Kevin?
I met a bona fide VIP musician at the booth.
Oh, right,
Black Lotus from MC Frontalot's backup band, playing tomorrow night at Benaroya Hall. Mm-hmm. Came by and I just spotted his pass. I'm really good, I've learned.
At spotting the VIP pass?
All the pink one for exhibitors, the yellow one for media, and the green one for VIP. I'm just like, I focus in on that and I zoom. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? Come over to the Fangamer booth. So what outfit are you with? Let me bend your ear. Oh, you write about like just general video game culture. Well, we're all about culture.
That is us.
Nail him with the sales pitch, get the whole... You know, and I met... Boy.
Who's the guy you met the very beginning of the day before we even opened? Remember,
oh,
had a tweed jacket. Tweed jacket.
He was the guy. He wasn't actually. He didn't need a pass because
he didn't need a pass because he runs the entire center.
He is the manager of the entire center. And I said to him, like, do you have anything that's anything like this event the rest of the year? And he says, no. This is the biggest thing. This is completely capital bold _ completely different from anything else we do.
Yeah. And then he shook his head and walked away.
No, he didn't. He actually smiled broadly, shook my hand, said, enjoy yourselves a lot, guys, and walked away.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds like a bad omen.
Well, I mean, Fangamer Booth is literally at one of the many entrances after people line up, and they come pouring through.
Well,
so,
you say many. Like, there are many, but it's a three-pronged approach. There's only three entrances, and ours, I think... It's probably one of the most crowded.
Yeah, we had a lot of people drawn on the booth. It's great.
If I may boulderize what one of the enforcers said to me, I went into the room at about 9:45, and it was jam-packed, and they were all singing along with Still Alive. And yeah, Liz hates that song. And I said to one of the guys, they're going to come through here. And he says, yeah, and it's going to be a cluster bomb. To paraphrase. Uh-huh. And I said, I don't know, because in a cluster bomb, and I have to be a little more specific here, you don't really go anywhere. You just sort of stay in the same general area, if you know what I mean. But
I've never been in one, so
I
don't.
If we qualify, you should try it. It's fun. You get to go around all willy-nilly and just, you know, bomb with anybody you want. And
this is a part of the podcast that has gone somewhere that will not be aired. So let's take a brief moment to pause. Thank you. See how it happens. Okay, what else to talk about? Avarice figurines are here for sale. Mm-hmm. They're selling.
We got the box.
They are selling out. I thought they would. I'm a little worried about that.
How many have sold today?
I don't know. I sold two.
Or three. I heard two.
I sold two, and I'm not even working the booth. He says two total?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You
come by
the Soldier Boy.
Come by the app. Well, maybe that's the key. Maybe I need to be here selling them.
You know what?
Here's the thing, though. It's the first day.
People it is day one.
People are probably going to see if they see anything else before they come to the big purchase.
And drop the money.
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck hasn't showed up with his pool of gold coins.
It was a bin, not a pool.
Let's see. What else do we do today? A bunch of the 1UP guys came by and said hello. I talked to Justin and Jade.
I thought I saw Jade, yeah.
Gosh, who else? Alice and all of them. Who else came by the booth and talked to us? Two-player guys were about
to DeviantArt, who I saw
you guys talking.
Yeah, I talked to a girl who's an account representative at DeviantArt who was talking about how we should get an account there so we can seek out artists to do our art for our shirts.
What do you think about that, John?
That's great. You know, just all it matters to me at this point is they work well within a collaborative and they get stuff done on time.
420 every day.
Business time.
I think it would be a drama cluster bomb.
So John is looking for quality of work. Liz is working for smoke weed every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Actually, another people who came by was Far From Subtle, the guys who do awesome video games. Video games awesome.
Oh, right, right.
They came by. We actually had some people come by from... Nintendo, who work at Nintendo, so people know.
Yeah, we're going to have lunch with those guys.
Oh, I don't know if I can tell it, sir.
Yes, this is
a privileged information.
You might want to not tell that.
Yeah. Two-player productions. Two-player? Of course.
We talked to them quite a bit.
And 490.
The Destructoid thing you were doing, can you tell us about what that was all about?
Yeah, that's John Carnage. He does, I believe it's Destructoid Public Access. TV, where it's really awesome. I love
Destructoid Public Access.
What UHF
channel is that?
Actually, sorry, it's Public Access Destructoid, PAD.
Okay.
And,
PAD, okay.
He was here with his film crew, and they were just filming around. They're doing everything that the PAX rules tell you not to do.
Okay.
So. But, yeah, he's a great guy. He's really nice.
Well, at our booth, they did the don't spray paint on anything.
Don't steal.
Oh, they did that at our booth?
Yes. What did they steal?
What did they steal?
Started going up there, taking all the pins, grabbing the DVDs, and going like...
And then this is going to be on their, on Destructoid?
Yeah, this will be on Destructoid.
Are you going to be on this?
I think I am.
Oh, we got to tune in and see this.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You know who we need to review us is the Zero Punctuation Dude. Have him do a real fast spiel about how much we suck. Because that's all his reviews. Like, even
everything
if we're
sucks.
Except
Shadow of the Colossus. That guy. It's the best game ever. I love it so much.
I had no problem with this game. I think it was perfect. I loved riding the horse around the yard. I thought it was just so elegantly done.
To be fair, he nailed the salient points that I found in my first play of the game. There's always a gigantic mountain between you and the next Colossus. The horse steers like a big bucket of nails. And it's really awesome how they rise out of the ground like they've been slumbering.
Yes, they do feel epic.
Yeah, the Colossus.
Grass and mountains and stuff.
I feel weird about saying that word. Colossi, I guess, would be the correct one, but... Yeah, they're the one good part of the game, but the parts where he was like, the horse was a little annoying to drive, but it was just so beautiful, I couldn't even be bothered to think about it. The scenery was just...
I disagree.
Possibly unbelievable.
I feel the camera was really crappy.
It's the kind of game that if you played it back in the day, I can understand the opinion that it would be
I think
so
that
great.
Was what we eventually agreed to.
But if you're playing it now, it... doesn't hold up
the
at
bar
all.
The bar
has been risen and improved.
That's very true.
Yeah, like at the same time I was playing Shadows, I was playing or helping Matt was going through God of War 3, and I was just looking at God of War 3 thinking, this is the perfect game. Why would anyone play Shadows of the Colossus?
Are they here? Anyone from the God of War team? Did they have anything to show?
Actually, we had one of the guys from the Naughty Dog team came over.
And
started talking with us. He was friends with Paul.
Okay.
Player.
Cool. Gosh, okay. What else? I feel like there's so much happening.
I'm gonna be on the I don't know if they were official or unofficial, but the PAX blog people recorded like a minute long spot with me doing the
PAX blog people.
There was this guy. He says I was hired by PAX or someone like them, and I just have been
this
walking
guy who
around.
Said he worked for PAX.
He well, he had a media pass, and it said something about PAX.
Bill's got a media pass.
That's true. Bill did make
an
appearance.
Bill didn't do a video with me and promised to upload it to the internet. So.
He took some modeling shots, and he swears that next job,
just give him some money, and he'll get you a great
shot. Yeah, things
shot
are really
going to
go as soon as our new glossies come back, I'm sure.
Oh, wait, let's talk about that. The new merchandise at the booth. Let's first talk about the brand new stuff that we haven't told anyone about yet. John.
Don.
Don Conky? No, Donkey Kong. Tell us about your designs.
Donkey Don.
Oh, jeez.
You suck, dude. Oh, man. Yeah, we have a new Donkey Kong shirt that just we got in yesterday.
What's it called?
Country Outpost. Oh,
and what are the colors?
We have a brown option, and we have a forest heather option. It's our first forest heather shirt.
Is that 50-50?
It's 50-50.
It's a 50-50.
50-50. Everyone loves it. Yeah, actually, okay, a guy came to the booth wearing the shirt. I said, did you just buy one of the 50-50 shirts? No, I had it already. He's like, is it the best shirt you've ever worn? He goes, honestly, yes. This is the most soft shirt I own, and I love it.
I've been pushing them so hard all day. Like, people would buy Pipeball. They'd be like, can I get green? And I'd be like, no, you want black. And then I'd describe it to them, and I'd pull it out of the bag, and I'd be like,
and
really
they'd
don't
feel this,
green.
And they'd be like, oh.
Yeah, they'd be like, the green is a lot sharper, but...
That feels delicious.
That's what the one sale I made of that combo pack, and I did upgrade them to a combo pack because the girl was like, I don't know, I just want the question mark because it comes with the one like random power up pin that I want. And I'm like, no, if you get the whole thing, then you get the buttons with it, and you get the other shirt. And I checked for women's sizes, and we had them. And she was like, okay, I'll upgrade to the combo pack. But then she was like, going to buy the black pipe vault, and I was like, no, you want the green. So, sorry.
You talked her out of the 50-50.
Wow, you are...
That's okay. We need to sell both of the shirts, either way. Okay, so wait, tell them about the thing that showed up to the hotel today, and that we only have one of, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, we got... we have a new item that we... I don't think I can talk about it yet.
Why can't we talk about it, John?
Well, because we're trying to work out the little details.
It's in prototype.
Can we give some hints to what it is? Wait, everyone who's here has seen it. Why can't we talk about it?
Well, it starts with an M. No, that's too obvious. It ends with a G. No, wait, that's too obvious, too. The middle letter is a U.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do.
It's a mug.
Okay.
Well, why don't you just tell them all about it, John?
Oh, I'm not telling them what kind of mug it is, though. It's a mug. It's currently in prototype. We're trying to... figure out how we're going to position it, work with somebody about it, maybe licensing with it. So
I have a really good pun, and it would blow what it is. Can I use it anyway?
If it's really bad, I will edit it out.
No, I want to say we could call it Mug-a-Man.
That's way too obvious. I have to edit that out.
The prototype?
It's clearly a better pun here.
And then people wouldn't know. That's true.
That joke
keep that.
Is zero value.
I think we've triangulated what it could possibly be. So.
It's Metroid.
I'm officially...
It's a secret.
I'm putting an X on all these puns.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You mean a Mug-a-Man X on these puns?
This is just getting worse.
Mug-a-Man. It's
that's a good sign that it's time to be done when we go into the pun section. All right. So signing off from... PAX Prime, what's the date, 2010? Friday?
Yes.
Fan Gamer, September 3rd. Signing off from the podcast, Garrett.
Liz.
Matt.
John.
Hello.
That was Kevin Williams. Signing off. Good night, everyone.